Hello.
Hey, Kate.
Hi, everybody.
How's it going? Jinx.
Look at this cute little photo on my memories today. Just a bunch of youngins dressed up as
Go Chiefs. Players.
Go Chiefs.
Big game next week.
Oh, why did I think it was today?
Oh, no. It's next week.
Love that. Love it.
How are you going to watch it?
Just on the TV. Am I going to even watch it?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm coming over.
I'm probably just going to Google the score. No, you're welcome. Took him over.
Oh, well, go Chiefs regardless. Don't let Dad hear you say that.
I know, but like, are the Chiefs that great? Or do the gruffs just love them? You know?
Wow. We have a conspiracy
Somebody
theorist
sound
over
off,
here.
You know? I don't know.
Is it the refs or is it the NFL because they want to see Taylor on the screen?
Exactly. Like, it's great for the viewing.
Yeah, it's definitely great for the viewing. And I did actually even have a friend of mine say, I really hope that the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl because I want to see Taylor at the Super Bowl. And if one person is thinking that, I feel like probably a lot of...
I'm really not that far off.
Women are thinking that.
Yeah.
Which I would understand if a team I wasn't rooting for had Taylor in the stands and I had to choose a team... If my team was out, I'm going with the one with Taylor in it, as a Taylor Swift fan.
Are you a Nicki fan? What day did
you know what's so juicy, delicious about this situation?
Tell us.
Is instead of us wondering if a woman got where she was because of a man,
we're wondering if men got where they are because
of a woman. Juicy.
It's about time men get questioned.
If they're really good enough.
If
or is
they're
it
worthy.
Just the woman
Finally.
That he's dating?
Yes.
Obsessed.
Reverse men in female fields.
We love to see it.
Anyways, should we just jump into it? I'll give you my pop culture recap.
Yeah, and I need to recap Severance because nobody asked for it.
Yeah.
But
while we're on the topic. Oh, go ahead. You can go first. You did get a face spray. It looks good. Did you do level one?
Yeah.
I've been doing level one too.
Yeah, level one is my new jam.
Yeah, I feel like it serves us.
Sugared and Bronze.
Except, you know what? I have a little beef with Sugared and Bronze.
Kate,
with their owner.
Careful what you say because I love it there.
Not Sugared and Bronze itself. The owner of Sugar, the person who started Sugared and Bronze.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, it's not their fault. It's not like the Sugared and Bronze fault, you know. But she posted this TikTok. Which I feel like when you are the owner of a company, like, you have to be careful what you say. But Tinks was had this thing where she was saying things you don't get a medal for, and this woman goes, things you don't get a medal for. Not putting your children on social media, and it's correct, you don't get a medal for that. But it's of all the things you can say, why is that the one that you're saying?
I feel like...
No one's asking for a medal for that, but it's, the reason why people don't put their kids on social media is literally just because, they can't consent to going on social media, you know? I was that's such an interesting thing. Of all the things you could say, and that's the one you're going to go with.
Yeah, that is an interesting thing to say.
But I'm still going to go to Sugar and Roz, you know?
But I feel like where that person is probably coming from is, I think, if you... Say, for instance, you put dictator and czar on your social media, I feel like you would gain a lot more followers. And so you kind of maybe put yourself outside of that demographic of people who want to see cute little children by not doing that. You know what I mean? It's an easy grab, I think, for followers to have cute kids on your Instagram or your TikTok.
But so she was saying you don't get a medal. I don't get a medal for not having my kids on social media. I'm not asking for a medal.
No, but I think she's saying, people should get that because if you did, then you would get a lot of followers. But it's good to protect your children. Are we saying the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm with you then.
So my whole thing was, of all the things that she could have said, I think it is interesting that she went out of her way to make that TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
To, call out parents for not putting their kids on social media.
Oh, wait. I think I'm confused.
So she was
she's
saying...
She's not complimenting people.
She's saying someone like me who doesn't put their... First of all, I don't care what you do. It's your business. Every parent has the right to choose what they feel safe doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that is everybody's individual choice as a parent.
And it is good for your social media presence, I think. So I understand why people do it.
And so she's saying, someone like me who doesn't put their kids on social media, she's saying, you don't get a medal for not putting your kid on social media.
Oh, okay. So I just need to see the video. Because I'm interpreting it like she is saying, you don't get a medal, but you deserve one.
No.
And you're, see, we're confused.
Let me find.
And okay. You are saying she is, like,
let me find the actual video.
Oh, you don't get a medal for that.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God. No, that was a lot. We had to take a lot to get there.
Let me find her name. Okay, let me play this sound. Okay. And it's really not that serious at the end of the day.
Okay, I understand.
But now. My whole thing was, like, this is such an interesting use of your platform is
all. Yeah, like, why would you care to call those people out?
Exactly.
Like, just let them make their own choices.
Exactly. Like, it was just such a...
Okay, we got beef.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's not even... It was just like, oh, this is... And it's interesting because, like, one of her, like, most viral videos is, like, her son with white stuff coming out of its mouth. And I'm like,
White stuff? Like foam? Oh, like spit up.
And it's like, we all know why this has like four... No, like, this is it.
Oh.
And it's like, we all know why. Like, there's so many... Like, people are using that inappropriately. And...
Oh my God, that's such a scary thought.
I know.
What a cute baby, though.
I wonder if she took it down. But, yeah, I don't know. It was just an interesting... Shoot, I wonder if she took it down.
I see what you mean,
though. But you get what I'm saying.
Rewind.
And so,
I thought that she was, like, saying things you don't get a medal for, but that you deserve to get a medal for.
No. Okay. No. She's saying you don't get a medal, which is, like, okay. What, like, interesting use of your free will to make that video.
Moving on.
Still love Sugared and Bronzed.
Sugared and Bronzed is the best. Like, if you're not going, get on the train. They have an amazing deal that I feel like not enough people know about, where you, like, one spray tan is, like, 70...
So it's
like $69.
Yeah, $69 for one spray tan, which is a good deal for like a hand spray. And
in monthly
it's $55. $49.
Oh, $49.
I mean, that's before taxes.
And then
for one spray a month.
But here's the thing.
Free.
You get free face sprays, as many as you want, you don't even have to make an appointment. And I'm telling you, like, it's worth it, because especially in the winter time, when, like, you don't really necessarily need your whole body sprayed every 2 weeks or however often you want to go, just get a little face spray.
Yeah.
A little zhuzh.
I wish they would do your hands, because I feel like that's, like, the dead giveaway when people don't...
I know.
...spray their hands.
But then I, like, don't want to have, like, tan hands and then, like, scary arms, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
And they also, to be clear with everyone, too, they do your chest and your neck and your face. So it's like if you were to wear...
Your décolleté.
Your décolletage. So, like, if you were to wear, like, a V-neck, your face and your neck wouldn't look super weird. So, highly recommend, if you're not doing that, like, get on the train. If you're not spray tanning in general or self-tanning, if we have, like, some younger women out there who haven't discovered that yet, girl, like, don't do it for them. Do it for yourself. Like, self-care... Oh my God, like, I go into a spray tan, I come out feeling, like, just...
Hotter,
better, mental health through the roof, like, just give it a try. Give it a try.
Okay, let's do reality TV / Severance. Also, I wanted to say another show I've been watching, because I feel like actual shows besides Severance, which I haven't watched, but I just started watching a show called Paradise on Hulu. Very good.
I also have two more updates.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Give it a guess.
Just like before, whenever you're ready for me to butt in.
Go ahead.
Number one, I just have to shout out the gal I saw on the street yesterday.
Love, yes.
I know that they say act like you've been there before, but this is only like the fourth
also,
time.
Also, you're not on social media, so you know it's a true fan. Yes. No one recognizes you.
I have an Instagram, but it's like a normal person Instagram. I have a TikTok, and it's like chaotic and like just like, I'm not trying to be an influencer on those platforms. And I get off, this is again probably like the fourth time this has happened to me, and every time it happens it's like surreal because sometimes I feel like we talk into the void. But
so true.
But like
anytime someone says you listen to the pod, I'm like, you do.
I'm like, yes. And so thank you to all of our listeners. But I get off of this subway and I'm like walking up the stairs. She notices me immediately and she's like, she turns around, she goes, oh my god, I love your podcast.
I love you.
I like was literally speechless. I am so sorry to this girl. Like,
I never know what to say.
I didn't know what to do. What I said to her was like, oh my god, I'm starstruck by you. Like, thank you so much. Like, and he was like, she was so cute. She was beautiful.
Love.
She had a cute boyfriend, like Slay. Love. Oh my god, like she was so sweet and cute. I was like, yes, this is our happiest girls. I was like, so to whoever that was, like,
love you.
We love you. Thank you so much for not only listening, but for saying something, because it just reminds me, like, Kate, we gotta be recording the pod because we have listeners.
People actually care what
people
we have to
listen.
Say.
People listen. Yes. So that like just made my weekend probably. So thank you to that gal. You're stunning and I'm obsessed with you.
We love our happiest girls.
The second update is, Kate, you already know that, but we haven't really talked about it in depth.
Oh.
I got a holder for my Kindle on my bed. So it's like,
I didn't know that.
It's actually Kate's Kindle that she's given to me temporarily. For the foreseeable future. But it like basically clamps onto my headboard and the neck snakes around, so I like don't have to hold my Kindle. And I got a remote for it, so I like click the remote and it turns the page. It's just like,
that is amazing. I'm so happy for you.
Do the little things, and it was cheap. Like, do the little things that bring you joy, you know?
Also, these jeans. Have you heard of Kate? It's a brand.
No, is it your brand?
No, it's Khaite.
Hmm.
But, like, get you a friend, like my friend Gabriella. She doesn't listen to the pod, but she gave me these jeans. And these jeans are probably, like, $600.
Whoa.
I know. But she's, like, a literal angel. And they...
Wow, they're so long.
I know, they're very long. But she was like, they didn't fit me. And, like, if you want them, you can have... Like, or she was like, they didn't fit me, so have them. If they don't fit you, like, give them to someone else. I was like, you know what? I just, like, I love people like that, you know? Like, just, like, generous souls like that.
Not to, like, steal your thunder, but Shannon just did that to me last week. They were Madewell jeans, but they're so cute.
Same, like, the principal
like, the wise, same thing. You know? Like, so, shout out to Shannon. She was like just, like, she could have sold them, but she didn't. She gave them to me.
Yeah,
so,
like, that's Shannon. the same with those jeans. Like, she could have easily sold them. Like, mm-hmm. Just generous.
Generous queens.
Generous people.
Okay,
love it.
That's my update.
Okay.
Go,
reality,
girl.
TV recap. Okay. What should I start with? Probably Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Okay, they did the... Oh my gosh, okay, so they talked about the Mary and her son, which you know about, Robert
Jr. Yes.
And I posted about it, and someone was like, oh my gosh, he's gonna take over the country. I was like, what? He's like, he's a terrible human. I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, they thought I was talking about RFK Jr., I was like, I would never be posting about him on my story. I'm talking about...
Wait, that's hilarious.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Whoever thought that, like, isn't in touch with your...
I was like...
With what you post.
My page will literally never be political, first of all. And, like, second of all, I would never be posting about him. But, yes, it was, like, just very beautiful. And just motherhood is so complex. And you just, you know... I don't know, it's just so, and, like, Andy crying, and, like, oh, it's, like, Mary crying, and, like, all, and, like, there's another woman, Whitney, who, like, I have a, like, she's, like, kind of difficult to, she's, like, a difficult housewife, but her dad is a drug addict,
oh, that's
and
so sad.
He was on season one, and, like, her relationship with him is really complex, because he's not sober.
Drugs? Or the devil.
Yeah, so difficult. And so, like, she was sobbing. And I know Meredith, another housewife, like, she has, I think, a nephew who struggled for a long time with drugs. And, like, I think everybody has been touched in some way by drugs, I think.
And that includes alcohol.
Yeah. Alcohol is a drug. And, like, alcohol is an even more dangerous... Alcohol is, like, the most dangerous drug to withdraw from. So, yeah, very just, like, you gotta be very... Like, you're an automatic ICU on a ventilator if you're withdrawing from alcohol, so...
So sad.
I feel like I'm having very bad vocal fry right now because I have a cold, so.
I can't even tell.
Excuse me.
Cute.
But, yes. And then, so they had the husbands on, and it was very clear that Bronwyn is the one whose husband is much older, and, like, he very clearly did not watch, and Bronwyn obviously only told him what she wanted him to hear, and not the truth of what actually went on. Which was convenient for her, but then when came time to the reunion, I think he was a little shocked because the women were like, wait, that's not what you told us. Because basically she was like, he cheated on me and had this affair. And then when the reunion came, she was like, well, actually it was just him kind of talking inappropriately. And the women were like, wait, I thought he had, like, a full affair on you, and, like, you thought it was, like, this so inappropriate, blah, blah, so, like, that was kind of weird.
Sounds like she was so mad at him that she, like, didn't clarify. She just, like, let them think.
Right.
The worst.
I think, like...
And it sounds like he wasn't... I mean, was it cheating? Like, I don't know the situation. I haven't
seen it. So, basically, the way that she told the story was her daughter oversaw something on an iPad. And honestly, like, if her daughter thought something was inappropriate, then, obviously something was inappropriate. If her daughter clocked something.
A horror story. Thank God I never had that experience. Can you imagine catching your mom or your dad in an affair? I have heard of that happening. Like, it coming up on, like, Apple or whatever, like, when you're in, like, CarPlay.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, my God.
Awful. Nightmare so terrible. Fuel. So it's like, you know, there must have been some substance to the story. But she clearly did not tell Todd, her husband, that was the story that she told the woman. Because he was at the reunion, like, super confused.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, on such a public forum.
Right.
It's tough.
Ooh. And so, but I think that she didn't say anything on the show that she didn't mean. And this is just my opinion. This is all alleged. Because I think she said it for two reasons. One, I think she could have said it. This is all just my opinion. This is not fact. This is my opinion. I think she could have said it to use in the court of law if they do get divorced one day. Because they don't have a prenup.
Ooh.
So, yeah. That could have been one reason. Two, I think she could have said it to kind of hurt him in a way. To be like, look, you really hurt me. So, like, now I'm going to hurt you.
I would guess it was that, but that's pretty...
And then three, to be like, look, now I have all these eyes watching you.
Yeah.
I have the public watching you, which...
That's such a sad state of a relationship to be in.
I know, and then she was like, she's like, oh, then he got me a ring with 5 diamonds and, like, 5 promises. And then they were like, oh, what were the 5 promises? And he couldn't even remember the 5 promises.
No!
But then it was like, wait, you didn't give, and it was like transparency, like take care of Gwen. But I'm like, wait, you didn't give those 5 promises like when you married her? Like, oh, why?
So sad.
You know? So I don't know. But it's like she was 26, and it just goes to show, like, when you're so young, you just don't know. Like, oh, you just, like, grow so much.
Yeah. How old, like, are they?
She's 36 now. Oh. But, like, when you're 26, like, there's such a difference. And
so they got married at 26.
She was 26, and he was in his 50s. And it's just, like, there's such a power imbalance.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we can go in depth all day about that one, but yeah. So and then also, Lisa had said that the grandparents of the dad of her child who had passed away told Lisa that they thought that she had had a miscarriage, but Bronwyn told Todd that Lisa said that Bronwyn lied about having a miscarriage. So, like, there was just, like, miscommunication.
Mm.
And so, then, of course, Todd is, like, fired up, being like, Lisa said that you lied about having a miscarriage. But, like, that really wasn't the truth. So, I don't know. It's, like, kind of a lot of miscommunication going on there. But, like, still, at the end of the day, loved Mary talking about her, being open about her son and his drug issues. Because that's kind of, like, the stuff about... I really liked this season of Salt Lake City because it was just such a mixture of lighthearted, like, rich money,
mm-hmm.
and then serious issues.
I think it's nice, too, that it seems like, I don't know, like, when you talk about those things on a public forum, it takes a lot of strength. But I think there's definitely some people watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and can relate and probably feel a little bit less alone.
And also, I think it's so important for people who have kids that are teenage years. Like, I was watching Real Housewives when I was 16, 17, 18. And so, like, if these types of shows are still on when my daughters are 16, 17, like, 15, 16, 17, like, I'll still be watching these shows. And if they want to watch with me, then you can have, like, an open dialogue.
Yeah.
And be like, please ever talk to me if you're ever at a party and someone's doing drugs. Like, please always know that you can come talk to me about this. And we can have an open conversation about it.
Yeah.
And I'll never judge you, and we can talk about it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Tricky, but yeah.
Yes. What else? Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm getting a little tired because we're having the same conversation over and over again about Dorit and Kyle, and Kyle being like, PK is like a brother to me. But then she's saying that her and Dorit aren't really friends, and that's super weird.
Wait, does Dorit have, like, short blonde hair?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Dorit has long hair. You're thinking of Dorinda.
Oh,
who is the old New York housewife.
Okay, Dorinda. Because she was on Traitors.
Who she sadly got voted off.
I know. I would love to have seen
her. But, like, she came in too hot.
Wait, are you watching Traitors? Yeah. We should recap that.
Yeah, but, like, No, I'm not up to date.
Oh, sad. Okay.
Yeah. But she would have been great.
Did you see what Rob did?
Yeah, he got rid of Bob the Drag Queen.
So you're almost up to date. That was crazy.
Yeah.
I want him off, but I respect his game.
Yeah, Rob, see, like, the gamers are always going to be better than, like, the housewives, but I like the housewives for entertainment.
My favorite character right now is the Gabby, woman who's on The Bachelor.
From The Bachelor.
Hey, how did you know?
I mean, I'm watching.
She is my favorite.
She's funny on TikTok, too.
Oh, my God, I'm literally obsessed with her. They're
like, oh, how was your Bachelor experience? She's like, well, I'm a lesbian now.
She's so funny. I love her.
Yeah, okay, she's great.
Sorry to interrupt you, but, yeah, she's my favorite right now.
So, yeah, but I obviously, like, I still love The Usuals, and what else? There's, like, nothing else to really talk about.
Okay.
In Beverly Hills, because all they do is have the same fight on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Dang.
Yes. What else? What else? Oh, Southern Charm. Okay, I don't really have anything to talk about on Southern Charm because I feel like it's, like, such a snooze fest. I don't really care what's going on, except for Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, do tell.
Miss Pat, who I think is so problematic.
She's the one who's Whitney's mom, right?
Yes. Okay. She goes, I think Paige was mean to Craig. Didn't you see? I feel so bad making fun of the elderly, but I take back my mimicking voice. That was very nice. That was not very nice to me.
Were you mimicking, or were you just like...
I'm just trying to
Be authentic to the moment.
I'm trying to set the scene.
Yeah, exactly.
She goes, I don't think Paige is very nice to Craig. Didn't you see when Craig was saying he wanted a wife and kids? And she goes, ugh. Okay, I'm sorry. You don't understand New York City humor. Okay? Like, you just don't understand New York City women.
Well, of course. She is, like, a deep South.
Like, if I was just having fun and living my best life and I wasn't in a place to have kids and get and settle down yet, which Paige was always open and honest about.
Yeah, being mean would have lied.
Someone was saying that to me, I would say that I would have the exact same reaction. And it's funny. Like,
yeah,
let
and
her
that's,
live.
That's also Paige's personality.
Have
she's
a sense
funny
of humor.
Like,
have a sense of humor, please.
Something,
like,
that would be really mean was if she would have lied to him
totally.
And been like, I want that immediately, when she knows that that's not the truth. So
totally.
She's just being honest. So he had all the information.
Totally. And it just bothers me when people... And then Austin being like, oh, Paige is already seeing somebody else. Like, who cares? Like, the second they broke up, Paige is allowed to see whoever she wants. Okay. Like, let her be outside doing whatever she wants, because men are cheating all the time.
Literally.
So, and, like, Shep being all upset because, like, the girl ghosted him. Like, as if he probably hasn't ghosted, like, a million girls in his 50 years on this planet. Like, you finally get a taste of your own medicine. Like, I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm not sorry.
But welcome.
Like, look at how you treated Taylor. Like, you're probably cheating on her every other week. Allegedly. We don't really know that for fact. Please don't sue
me. That's a rumor?
We don't know for the truth, but I feel like she probably said that on the show, that he was not the most faithful to her.
Oh, okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Okay.
So, oh, also Southern Hospitality. What happened in Southern Hospitality? Oh my gosh. Have you been watching Southern Hospitality?
No.
Again, this poor girl, Emmy, but I can't call her poor girl anymore because at some point you have to take accountability for your own actions.
Mm.
Because her boyfriend, she's that girl that's like, he loves me. He worships the ground I walk on, but then he's like, no, I, then behind the scenes, he's like, I don't like my girlfriend. Like,
break up. Come on.
So, I feel bad for her, but
that's tough.
She's kind of letting it happen to herself. But she's got to, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And you're going to lose your friends over this situation. And she had a no-call, no-show, which is, like, the worst thing to do because that only hurts your coworkers when you do that kind of stuff. Like, just call out so then I can find coverage.
Hmm.
So.
Bummer.
And then she walks past. I mean, I hope that that was just a produced moment and she didn't actually do that. Because then she walks past the restaurant, like, when they're struggling. I don't know. I hope that was just production and not, like, a real thing. But just not nice. Not nice to do to your coworkers.
No, definitely not.
So, what else? What other reality TV recap can I give you guys? I'm trying to think. That's pretty much it for the week.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for the severance recap no one asked for?
Go.
Okay, so a couple of things just to check off the list. Number one, I still think that it's Helena. I don't think it's Helly R in there, though I will admit that there's some confusing signs right now. But I still very much think it's Helena. I thought that it was an interesting scene when... oh my gosh, I'm blanking on his name. The guy that any man gets to meet his wife. I thought that was interesting. I really liked that scene, but I feel like it's really just Lumen trying to separate him from his coworkers and, like, keep him productive and, like, kind of, like, because they were, like, a really tight-knit team, and I think that, like, now with this information, he's going to stop helping them, like, try to find Miss Casey and solve the mystery and just focus on work because he wants to see his family more often. They're just incentivizing being able to see his family. I also thought that Miss Cobell not being willing to go inside of Lumen was so interesting. I loved that scene. My personal theory is that she knew that if she walked into there, there was a good chance she wasn't coming back out. Like, I think that they have people that are, like, being kept, like, in the testing floor or wherever, and, like, are just, like, disappeared by Lumen, and I think she knew, because she knows all of the nefarious things that are happening, or at least a lot of them, she was like, I can't out, like, I, there's a chance that if I go in with Helena that I will not come out. So, shout out to Miss Cobell. I think that her arc is actually going to be to turn against Lumen and join, like, the resistance side. I see that arc for her. That's one of my other theories. I also just want to, like, shout out the writers and producers of the show for giving us so soon a reintegrated Mark. I know that this is something that I was not expecting, truly. Like, I thought that it would take us a long time for their consciousnesses to, like, become unsevered, and so we would be living with a lot of, like, mystery and, like, trying to communicate back and forth. But I think that they're doing a good job of, like, not, like, dragging the mystery in the show along while also giving us some, like, new mysteries to chew on. So I am so excited for next week's show. I cannot wait for Mark to be reintegrated. I'm so curious, like, what, how he's going to be able to make it through this. And, like, we saw with Petey's reintegration that, like, he didn't go well for him. So, like, there's a chance that, like, Mark could die from this, but he just really wants to see his wife. So I feel like it makes sense why he decided to do it, but I'm worried about him, and I'm curious to see how this goes. Because also, Innie and Audi Mark are so different. I'm just curious to see how they'll, like, meld together as one person. It's really an interesting... It'll be interesting, so can't wait for next week. I also have a... I think that Irv, like, used to work for OND, and that's how he knows about that hallway. because the other OND woman knew about it. I think that Herb was like reset his innuas at one point to do like MDR work. But somehow his Audi knows about the hallway from his time at OND. And I feel like Audi Bert and Audi Herb like maybe talked or like, I don't know, or like conspiring. I don't know. There's definitely like some resistance about Lumen that we're slowly learning about. It'll be interesting to find out more. Okay, I think that's my recap.
Love.
Are you gonna watch Severance?
No.
Okay.
Well, I just started this. Did I talk about the show? I just started this new show, Paradise, on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Did we already talk about it?
No, not on the pod. You told me a little bit about it, but you said it was good.
You guys should watch.
Okay. Wait. What were our questions? We're getting up there in time already. We're such gabbers.
I know. We've just been yapping away. Okay. Ooh. Let's do a couple more of our AMAs, of course.
Dear Happiest Girls.
Yes. Dear Happiest Girls.
What do we got?
Let's see. Let me go back to my...
Yes, I hope that you guys can't hear my tummy rumbling. Can you hear it?
Oh, are you hungs?
Yeah. I haven't had lunch yet.
Oh. Cannot relate.
You know, if I'm gonna watch a movie with Dictator, I'm gonna need to nosh.
How was your coffee date?
Coffee was good. It was with Annie. It was really great. But it went longer than I like thought it was gonna be, which was amazing, but I'm now really hungry. But you know.
Okay.
We went to Georgia's, and I think in the West Village, and they have an amazing cinnamon roll, just a shout out to them. And their Americana was great, too.
Wow. Love a good cinnamon roll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, book recs for raising good, healthy, balanced kids that does something good for this world. I know I've never read any parenting books, but I know our sister-in-law loves Hunt, Gather, Parent.
Oh.
And I know that book that's like Raising Bebe or whatever, like the French. But honestly, I think that the best way to raise good, healthy, balanced children is making volunteering and giving back a pillar of your family. And like, not in like a big deal, but just
like we do this,
like integrating it into your life a normal way. In not like a showy way, but just like a, this is a normal part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And you are so blessed. And it's important. Even like Christmas, for example, something that was really important to us because Dictator was old enough to kind of understand Christmas this year, being like, only two of your gifts are from Santa. We didn't even get her that many gifts because she's only 2.5. She doesn't need anything. And then the rest are from mom and dad. Because obviously in New York, a lot of the kids are very blessed. And like even in her school, she goes to private schools. Like a lot of the kids are very, very blessed. But you never know going forward. And so you don't know what the other kids are going to be getting from Santa. And so the majority of your gifts are going to be coming from your mom and dad. Because not everybody gets a lot of gifts from Santa. And so just teaching them, you know, those types of things. And to just be grateful for what they get and what they have. Mm-hmm. And raising them to be humble and to work hard.
Totally.
And, like, we weren't given an allowance growing up. We babysat and we had jobs and, like, our parents gave us money for gas and things like that, but then we had expectations to do chores and to mow the lawn, and we had to like drive our sibling, like each of us, to practice and things like that. So I think,
or just go to the baseball game.
Yeah.
And I think people sleep on volunteering in general. Not everyone.
If you're like, I'm in a slump,
just go volunteer.
Go volunteer.
It's
you'll feel better.
I think maybe we talked about this on an episode about like happiness, because I definitely had a phase that I'm kind of re-entering about like all of these things that you can do in your life to just increase your happiness. And there's like some crazy science on volunteering. And so I just did a quick Google, shout out AI, that volunteering can lead to improved mood, reduce stress, and increase self-esteem. Research shows that volunteers are generally happier, healthier, and have a greater sense of purpose. 93% of volunteers reported improved mood after. Volunteers feel calmer, more peaceful, and have more energy. 79% report lower stress. 88% report a boost in self-esteem. And volunteers have lower rates of depression and anxiety. Volunteers have a lower mortality rate. Volunteers can lessen symptoms of chronic pain or heart disease. Just like some crazy stats out there. And not that like you just want to do it. You mean, of course, like you want to serve other people, but if you need some like motivation, I volunteer every week, and it's definitely something where you're like, oh my God, like I have to go, like I could be sleeping, you know what I mean? But then once you go, you're like, oh my God, that was amazing.
Right.
It's just like something that like is definitely like a lot of people are like, it's just another thing on my plate. Like I'm so busy. Like I could be using that time in other ways, but it just like pays off in dividends and your happiness, and also you're helping other people.
Exactly.
So I highly recommend.
Yes. Also, do I need to have my... Oh, someone said, do I need to have my fiancé's step-siblings in my bridal party?
No. No.
You don't have to have anybody
yeah.
you don't want to in your bridal party. And I think a misconception is that people want to be in your bridal party.
Oh my God. Total That's, misconception.
Which I mean that in the nicest way possible, but it is a lot of work for other people and it's really expensive.
Yeah.
So...
I'm always so honored to be in someone's bridal party, but if I'm not, I'm like...
I do not care.
I'm chilling. Yeah. Because there's so many... Like, it's just like so much less like of a commitment.
I would never be hurt or offended.
No.
To not be in somebody's bridal party.
It's their day. It's so, exactly what they want.
And when you're thinking about who you want to be in your bridal party, I want you to picture your life 20 years from now, and you're looking back at your pictures. Will those people still be in your life? And that's how you pick.
She said what she said.
So, and actually, I think it's becoming more and more popular to not even have a bridal party. Or just have your sibling, your like legit sibling, as your bridal party.
Yeah, you should do whatever you want.
And one of my friends just had their friends come over and get ready with them in the morning. And just had like a little brunch. And yeah. I loved that idea.
If you need a little inspiration, I have a dear friend who I'm bridesmaid in her wedding. And she has a certain amount of bridesmaids. But then for other friends who... like didn't make the bridesmaid list, but she still wants to be like have like a special role in her wedding, she is having them like inviting them to be like a VIP, and essentially like they are just, she's basically asking them to like come get ready with her in the morning. Yeah. Like,
and those people can still come on your bachelorette party.
Come on your bachelorette party. Like come,
they can do all those they stuff can, still.
Like, come on the trolley.
Yeah.
And so just like have like an, like they have a special role even though they're not in the bridal party. So you could consider that for your step siblings.
I would love that. Like I don't have to buy the dress and like be up hair and makeup at 8
a.m. Yeah, but I still get to be special.
Love that. Yeah. Slay. Have you ever done Fraxel? Also, can we get a skincare pod?
Oh,
no, never done Fraxel, and I would probably do, like, a Fraxel BBL combo.
What even is Fraxel?
It's like, a deep, intense laser.
Oh.
And I honestly do a skincare pod. Probably would not do that before my wedding. I would probably do the Pico laser, or maybe even, like, Clear and Brilliant a couple times. I really would just go see a derm or a plastic surgeon and meet with them. And see what best fits your skin needs, or maybe IPL a couple times, and just explain your skincare goals. And I would maybe do that, like, I would maybe meet with them like 3 months before your wedding and go about it that way.
Nice. Yeah, we should do a skincare pod, though. I have to say, though, my skincare is minimal. But I feel
You're
like
so
you have
young,
a lot
though.
More.
You really don't need to do much. My biggest thing would, I would say, get a red light mask and start
I do want
to
get one of those. They're expensive, though. I got to save up for it. It's on my list of things I want.
Yeah, they're great. Money advice. We did money advice, right?
We did Already. Budgeting last okay. week. Money advice, spend less than you make, babe.
Figuring out your passion. 26 and I want to be a mom one day. Not super passionate. Okay, this is so funny because I remember when I dropped out of DNP school... I remember talking with Spencer about it because our dad was like, Kate, if you drop out, you're not going to go back. And I was like, yes, I will. And I remember Spencer being like, well, Kate, what if being a mom is what you're going to be passionate about? And like, this was before I had kids. And I was like, You're probably right. And, like, being a mom is, like, my highest calling, truly. And so maybe it will be your highest calling. But I also want to say that a lot of my friends who are in their mid-30s don't know what they want to do yet. And that's totally normal and okay.
I have a few thoughts.
Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, I think that I would consider searching your value set, because I think that you can find your passion through where your values lie. Like, if family is a value to you, you can become passionate about being a really good sister. If it's really important for you that, like, the people around you are well cared for, your passion could be caring for someone, and, like, you could find that in the care. Because she didn't necessarily say, like, job. Which doesn't, your passion doesn't even necessarily need to be your job. And that's kind of my second point, is I have been in a job that I was really passionate about, teaching. And
I was going to say, what?
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. My boss listening to this. I am passionate about my... So where I come from is my... What I'm trying to say is I would be careful where you put your passions, because it's not always, I think, the ideal setup to be so passionate about your job.
Agreed.
Because
people are like, oh, your job becomes your bad, you'll never work a day in your life. I'm like, oh,
like,
I don't know.
Actually, you'll work all the days of your life. Yeah. 24/7.
So true.
If it's your passion. And that, yes, can be a beautiful,
like, the entrepreneur life. Yeah.
That can be a beautiful thing. But I think that when you're so passionate about your job, it can become a little bit more all-consuming, and maybe, like, people, I'm sure, like, work on having boundaries around that, and that's, like, amazing, but that's just one thing I'd say, is I think that you can, that doesn't necessarily need to be in your job, but also I think you can find passions within your job. Like, if you know that, like, you're passionate about, like, caring for people, you could find a job that, like, meets your lifestyle, but you still get to care for people and can, like, actualize it in that way. So, yeah, just play around with it. That's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, I think it's completely normal to not have your passion figured out at such a young age.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, you can have so many different passions. Like, you could be passionate about running. You can be passionate about hanging out with your friends. I don't know, I feel like this whole thing about passion, I just feel like it's overrated. Sorry.
Yeah, because you could be passionate about sewing one day, or ceramics, or you could be passionate about motherhood, and then you could be passionate about something else, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't really have any great advice about that.
Yeah.
What do you think is next for people who got their big break on TikTok? So,
oh, good question.
Yes, I do think that people who are stars will be stars elsewhere. I don't think that TikTok will ever be duplicated. I really do think that the ban, I don't know, like, the talk has kind of gone away.
I keep thinking too about, like, one of my friends from school was, like, a huge TikTok star. I mean, we're friends. Like, if I texted her, she would respond, but, like, we don't, like, keep in touch. But she has, like, over 1 million followers on Instagram, and she has, like, all of these other things that she's doing. Like, I feel like people who,
like, yeah, people said, have been able, like, to diversify.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are moving to YouTube Shorts and things like that, and they have Instagram and stuff, and TikTok will never be able to be replicated in, like, the virability and stuff like that. I could never see ByteDance selling. I don't even understand, like, what is even happening, because they have so many U.S. investors. Like, the whole thing doesn't even make sense to me.
I think that's why it feels so sketchy. It's like, if you're really not wanting to sell
really,
that much.
Something really sinister went on with that whole thing that, like,
what is happening?
Really does not sit well with me. Even my algorithm is super weird, I think. So, I don't know. But I do think that
people who are stars will continue to shine. I do think it's really unfortunate for
small businesses
like the single moms, the stay-at-home moms who are able to market themselves and be able to do ads without having to find childcare and a traditional job. I really hope nothing happens when the 90-day extension is up. I think it's really, really weird that they even care.
Because you can't download TikTok right now.
I know, but I think it's like really weird that they even are wasting their precious breath caring about this. I think it's so weird. Like, we have way bigger problems.
But I think the problem is that no one will agree on those bigger problems, and for some reason, everyone can agree on this TikTok ban.
But, like, why are they, like, why do they want to be on TikTok? Just leave our little TikTok alone. Okay? But I don't know. Like, I think that they will, I think we'll have just have, like, a really, something really bad will happen to our economy. I don't know. Like, I really don't know what will happen.
But the question was,
what do you think what do you think is next for people who got their big break on TikTok?
And I think the answer that you're giving is they will find ways to shine in other places. And yes, I hope that they do.
Yeah. How to navigate a friend breakup while still in the same friend group. Oh. Such a good question, because friend breakups are worse than boy breakups.
Truly. That's a hard one.
And I think that the cream always rises to the top. So if you are the good, you won't have a problem, is what I think.
Okay, let me give you a little bit more tangible advice. to what Kate is saying, I would recommend, I think this is what Kate's trying to say, but I would recommend in every instance, try to take the higher road.
Yeah, just be kind. I know that
it's hard, but I promise you it will make things better for you in the end. Like, definitely confide in friends, maybe outside of the friend group that you need to, but just be cordial. Always take the higher road and you will find success. And if you need to excuse yourself at any point from a hangout because you just feel like that day you can't be around this person, that's okay. It doesn't mean it has to be all the time. And I would, as whenever you're ready, just try to at least maintain like a cordial way about being with this person, because like what you don't want to do is talk poorly about them left and right in the friend group. That will just end up isolating yourself. Yes. Because I don't know the situation, but I am sure your friends are kind of feeling awkward because they're stuck in a place. It sounds like your friend group like hasn't blown up. So it sounds like your friends, I would assume, because it hasn't blown up, at least see some sides to like each of whatever happened between the two of you. They see a little bit of like good and maybe what happened and what you did, understanding for what the other person did. So you will isolate yourself if you go around talking poorly about this person left 100%. And right.
Yeah.
There's also a difference between like talking poorly and like needing, like, you just don't like just like shit talk. Like, if you need to confide in a friend, that's one thing, but like, I don't know, like, be careful about how you go about it, because you can end up really isolating yourself. Try to be the bigger person. And also, like, I know this is what you're going through, but like, try to like see also outside of yourself and like be sympathetic to your friends who are also now probably being affected by this friendship breakup, and like be empathetic towards their probably trying to navigate what sounds like a difficult situation too. So like trying to keep them in mind as well. If your goal is to keep the friend group together, like, that's what I would recommend.
Yes. Try your best to just not speak badly about them, because that only makes you look bad.
At least to the people that are also in the friend group. Like, if you have someone, like,
journal about it.
Yeah, journal, or like, I'm hoping.
Talk to your, like, childhood friend about it or something.
I'm hoping for you that you have a support system outside of this friend group that you can be, like, your unfiltered self with.
Yes.
But
it's so funny, because I actually have a friend going through a similar situation, and she comes to me about it. Like, I'm on the outside. Like, I know the players, but I'm completely on the outside, removed. Yeah. And so I can validate her feelings.
And, like, listen and, like, not. Yeah.
But I'm not involved in it, and so I don't, it's not awkward.
Yeah. Like, try to find someone like that that you can talk through things with, because I'm telling you, like, you don't want to talk poorly extensively about this girl to your friends. Yeah,
because I know it does give, like, her friends anxiety.
Yeah.
When they're all in the same room together, I know it gives them anxiety and, like, worry. Because they all, like, the other people involved, they still like both of the girls.
Right.
But the two girls just don't like each other.
Yeah. So just try to, try to be careful in how you navigate that by, I would say, number one, like, talk to people who are outside of the situation in ways that you can be unfiltered. Number two, try to always take the high road. I promise you, it's the way that you want to go in the end.
Getting older is harder, and it's completely natural for you to lose friends. And it's hard, and it's painful, but your circle gets smaller, and you just kind of start to realize which relationships are worth your time and energy, and you just kind of become more selective, and that's okay.
And, like, here's the thing too, is I don't know what happened between the two of you, but just because you have experienced a friendship breakup right now and your relationship is strained, that doesn't mean that, like, it sounds like you're gonna be seeing her regularly within this friend group. That doesn't mean, like, over time you can't, like, redevelop a new kind of friendship where maybe you're not as close, but you can still, like, be around each other and be okay. Like, life is long. Like, maybe she doesn't deserve anymore to be, like, your closest confidant. But people, like, you can have someone that you don't want to be your closest confidant and still be, happy in their presence and, like, not be stressed out. And, like, I hope that that becomes a possibility for both of you.
And just remember that hate, I don't want to be, like, toxic and be, like, if she did something to you, like, you just have to forgive her. But if she did do something to you, we're just assuming. We don't really know.
Yeah,
just remember, like,
people need to give us more context.
I know.
We need more context.
Just those negative feelings, after, like, obviously, those feelings are valid. But that, like, hate just erodes the vessel. So, like, that just...
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, that just hurts you. So...
Yeah, if you feel...
Try to work through those feelings.
Yeah.
And move on from them, because it only hurts you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So no matter whatever the situation is.
Something I've found helpful for that, because Kate's right, like, hate is heavy, let it go. Isn't that Drake?
Yeah.
When you get into that place, like, something I've found helpful is to try to, like, whenever you find yourself having those negative feelings, try to catch yourself and turn that into, like, wishing the best for them.
Totally.
Like, wishing them well. Like, if they did something so bad, like, maybe they're severely struggling, or they're insecure, or whatever reason that, like, that is behind why they treated you so poorly. Again, we have no idea what happened, but try to be like, I like, am so hopeful that they're able to, like, heal from whatever they're struggling with and, like, have a successful life. And I know that, like, you probably don't want to wish that for your enemies. But
that karma will come back to you in such a good way.
Yeah, like, I promise you, that is actually what will serve you the best.
Yes.
That will serve you. That's not for them. It's actually for you.
Yes.
So,
yeah. On that note, let's end up on that positivity.
Oh, yes.
Positive energy.
We're so positive. Okay.
Look at us.
Babu.
Babu. Yes.
Okay, seriously, also, if people are writing in, please, like, try to give us more context, because I feel like we give advice, but it's hard to, like,
we're
be
nosy.
Poignant.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and we're nosy. Like, we want to know the tea.
No, I such a small AMA box. Like, you can only give so much context.
Yeah,
so,
but if you want to DM us,
yeah, if you want to send me a lengthy, if you want to send us a happiest girl lengthy DM, you're more than welcome to. And you might have, do you read the DMs on the Instagram?
Uh-oh. I, like, don't enough, probably. I actually don't have Instagram right now because...
Oh, my God. Okay, we don't have any DMs, I don't think.
Are there any under requests? Sometimes I miss requests.
No. No.
Okay, good.
Okay, Babu.
I feel like... Oh, my God. Literally, Look at my feet. I destroyed them wearing these shoes that I got at this, like, resale charity store that, like, mm. there were really nice shoes that I got on sale, and they destroyed my feet. Okay, Babu. For this yes. week, what do I want my intention to be this week?
My Babu is to return these pants that I've been putting off returning. I have to do one ad for PC Richards and Son.
Slay.
If you guys want to boost that, I'd really appreciate.
When are we going to get ads? Come on. Oh. Clearly we have listeners.
Yeah, we have one that saw you on the subway.
You know why? Is I need to boost. We need to boost the Instagram more.
What else?
For your Babu.
No, that's all.
My Babu.
Oh, did you have happiest news?
I feel like you did. I should.
It's about the technology for the elderly.
Oh my god, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Here's my happiest news for the week. Then I'll do my Babu. There is a young man, high schooler. This was in my local paper, which, read your local paper. It's actually really interesting and typically more positive than the national news. There is a young man in my neighborhood who has begun a club in his high school where they go to, like, nursing homes mm-hmm. and, like, hold essentially office hours for elderly people to help them learn how to use their phones. Oh my gosh, such a great idea. I mean, right now, like, say, like, your grandpa is in a nursing home and he doesn't know how to FaceTime you and, like, can't work that technology. There's so much that you can, like, find in, like, community and, like, connection with your family if they're not in, like, around you all the time. And if you can't use your phone properly, which a lot of elderly people do struggle with that, then, you know, you're missing out on some of the opportunities that could be available to you. So shout out to this young whippersnapper and all of the kids who have joined his club, because it comes obviously so easily to young people and, like, it just doesn't to older people. So hope that's some inspo, but happiest news, there are good people in this world trying to make positive change at the community level.
Love.
My Babu, I don't know, like, I just feel I don't have anything on the calendar.
That's so unlike for you.
For Monday and Tuesday.
Like, socialization or
no
what?
No social, like, I have nothing that I am slated to do Monday night socially or Tuesday night socially. And I think my Babu is going to be to keep it that way. And enjoy those nights at home or go to a workout class or something and, like, read my book and relax and, like, not do anything socially. Protect those two nights.
Love it. That's, like, my everyday.
I mean, like, if you need a babysitter, I can come. No, but that's going to be my Babu because, yeah, I think that's good.
All right. Love it. Okay. All right. We're, like, almost at the hour mark.
Dying. We're not. We got to be better about that. Season 3, baby. I guess we're going back to long.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Monday reset.
Let's go.